Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Erin Morgan.
And I'm Stacey Sage.
And we work for the farmer members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Organization.
This week, we're excited to have Art Alblas, chair of the Ontario Sheep Farmers, join us.
Welcome, Art. Thanks for joining us on Flock Talk.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about sheep.
Excellent. So, Art, let's start off by you telling us a little bit about yourself, your experience in agriculture, and how you got started in sheep farming.
Well, thanks, Erin, for the question. I was born on and raised on a dairy farm. Your question is such an interesting coincidence. On the weekend, I came across a faded newspaper article in an old book that came to me from my parents' estate. It spoke about how active I was in Oxford County 4-H when I was 19 years old.
Wow.
Participating in multiple clubs, serving on each club executive, and representing Oxford County at the 4-H Provincial Leadership Conference as a team leader. So I guess it's safe to say 4-H certainly was the early influence that gave me the confidence to take on the challenges of leadership. A side note, I'm pleased that our board approved support towards the current rewrite of the 4-H program. After graduating college, and that was in agriculture business management, I began a 40-year career in agribusiness. And my last 30 years was with Master Feeds. I was fortunate to work with a tremendous group of people as my career developed with various levels of responsibilities, primarily in sales, marketing, nutrition, and general management. Also, in different areas of Ontario, and serving on the National Executive Management Team for about the last 10 years, working together to build a national animal nutrition company. My career allowed me to develop an understanding of agriculture in every province in our great country of Canada. It provided me the opportunity to develop leadership and management skills while remaining grounded with farmers across many species of animal agriculture. I could not have had these accomplishments without the support of the people around me, the farm community, and my family. I got into sheep farming by chance. My wife, Sandra, grew up on a sheep farm in England. We had a good barn on our cash crop farm, and one day Sandra said, "I just found a flock of sheep, and that was one ram and about a dozen ewes that needed a new home quickly due to a farm sale. And within a couple of days, they were purchased and in our barn and began lambing just a few weeks later. That was 15 years ago, and the flock seemed to get bigger every year. I decided to take early retirement from Master Feeds about 6 years ago and focus on my farm and sheep flock. Again, I expanded the flock, focused on marketing of Genovis-tested replacement rams and ewes for our clients' flocks, along with market lambs.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing your experiences. Art, you've been on the board for 3 years and are starting your second term as chair. Can you tell us about your experience as a board member for OSF?
Sure can, Stacey. I was encouraged and elected by District 1 to get involved with the Ontario Sheep Farmers Board as the provincial director by the sheep producer members in Southern Ontario counties. My first three-year term, I served as provincial director. I used this time to listen and learn all I could about OSF, governance, our advocacy, talking to producers about expectations and the structure of the sheep industry across Canada. In my second year on the board, I was elected to first vice chair. I took advantage of the opportunity to learn more about our sheep industry, our stakeholders, our current situation, and what our strategic opportunities are, and bring new ideas to the executive committee and to the board. On my third year, the board elected me to the chair role to lead the board through some challenges in Ontario. And we had some very important and successful initiatives for our Ontario sheep producers. I must admit, having an executive committee that is well-balanced with experiences and that works well together, as we have in the last year, made providing guidance to our board and our executive director very consistent. We introduced the district chairs committee during this time, which I truly appreciate the opportunity to share board results and the districts, but also the dialogue brings out new and innovative opportunities for our membership. We definitely increased our communication through the different channels to keep our board and membership well informed. I believe we need to have a well-defined roadmap to keep our focus on the priorities important to our membership. The board completed a strategic plan update to accomplish this. I've been reelected to my second 3-year term as provincial director and as chair for fiscal 2025. And we have a long list of priorities our board had determined as needed in 2025 that will be implemented.
Yeah. So now that we've wrapped up our first quarter, there was lots of stuff that we accomplished in the first quarter. What would you say are our key highlights from the last 3 months at OSF?
Well, Erin, as you said, there was lots of things happened, but I'll try to keep it short. Where do I start, though? Our fiscal year began on September 1st, 2024, and our organization has been able to begin firing on all cylinders, continuing to build on our OSF strategic plan, building strength for a stronger future, including the added priorities our board decided on in July to keep us current and changing business environment we operate in. On October 25th, we held our OSF AGM to share with our sheep farmer members the financial results, the events and producer support provided in fiscal 2024. We provided marketing details from the summer barbecue promotion and provided OSF some very interesting marketing initiative ideas. Our membership approved resolutions for OSF to consider as we go forward. I was very impressed with the very supportive comments from our membership, along with the encouraging words about the activities as we launched our Unlock Profit Potential business theme for 2025. The AGM also provided the opportunity to introduce our new board member, Raphael Lal, as provincial director in District 4, which is primarily the Niagara region, who brings with him some international perspective and how he currently leads a vegetation management service for solar panel farms using sheep as the solution. The OSF convention held on October the 26th provided the opportunity for sheep producers to listen and learn about new and innovative production ideas, practical management concepts from the producer panel, and thoughts to go forward with from our very informative guest speakers from as far away as New Zealand. We also held our OSF December board meeting, a full day of discussion as we guide our organization through the second quarter and beyond. Some key issues we are driving towards changes on: the predation program improvements suggested to the government, a proposal for some exciting ideas for sheep genetic improvements discussed at the research committee. The board set the standing committees for the year ahead, updates to our sheep advocacy activities and coming events, and we reviewed our strategic plan progress and priority activities.
It's a lot. Oh, it's certainly been a busy fall. So every quarter does come with its challenges. What would you say the biggest hurdles Ontario sheep farmers faced during the first quarter of the new fiscal year? And what takeaways do you have for us?
Wow. Well, that's a big question. One of the biggest hurdles, the Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs Appeal Tribunal began in 2022 and concluded with a decision on September the 17th. Requiring an update, mainly to add clarity to the OSF general regulations. The result of this legal process was very time-consuming to meet the timeline requirements and communicate to our stakeholders. The OSF board sees two clear takeaway opportunities for OSF as a result of the tribunal. One being OSF must increase ongoing engagement with the stakeholders in our sector. Plans are well underway to implement improvements in this area as we go forward. And the second takeaway, in the words of Albert Einstein, quote, "In the middle of every difficulty lies opportunity," unquote. The Canadian Sheep Federation was an active participant bringing the tribunal action against OSF. This is a clear indicator that the Canadian sheep sector needs one voice focused, working with and building the sheep industry all across Canada. The OSF board is ready to begin the discussion for a true national voice for all sheep farmers now the tribunal is behind us. This process has started, and I would hope that over the next weeks and months, we see some traction on this national unity opportunity for sheep farmers.
Yeah, that is going to be exciting. So how has member engagement evolved over the last year? And are there any new programs or initiatives that have resonated with sheep farmers that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. There certainly has been a lot of change, but some really good, interesting things are coming forward. And we have been working very closely with our districts over the last year to increase communication with our OSF members, supporting their district events and meetings, and share the activities, priorities, and decisions of the board through our provincial directors, reports to the Grey Bruce Farmers Week, the district AGMs, our regular meetings with the district chairs committee, and our annual reporting at the OSF general meeting. The board has established a stakeholder committee to build community and bring in new ideas for our organization from sheep producer groups within the province. We are utilizing technology to improve our communications on a weekly basis, and in the last few days, launched a fresh new look to our OSF website. Once a few technology issues are resolved, we will launch the much-anticipated Sheep Institute website. This will be the home of all the educational assets of OSF.
Amazing. Exciting new year to come. Art, what priorities will Ontario sheep farmers focus on as we move into the spring and summer months?
OSF Board has established key priorities in each of the five strategic pillars of our Building Strength for a Better Future strategic plan. Under community, which is building public policy, well, there will be advocacy on the changes to the Milk Act and the Food Safety and Quality Act this winter. Also advocacy on much needed changes to the predation program. And a code of practice review is underway, and OSF looks forward to the opportunity to contribute with a board member participating. Under the prosperity pillar, which is building a focus on supply chain optimization, we also have some plans to work with our processors on marketing collaborations. Also, a new carcass grading course to be developed and delivered. Under the pillar mastery, professional development for sheep farmers, all I can say is last call for the next Master Shepherd's course begins in January. And call our office today. There's still a couple spots left to fill. And really exciting is this summer, we're planning a field day on July the 24th, 2025, in partnership with the large flock operators and OMAFA. Stay tuned. This is expected to be one of the best events yet. Under the invest pillar, building a system to identify and support our industry into the future, we plan to increase engagement at the University of Guelph to encourage graduates entering into the sheep segment. Also, key research conducted at the University of Guelph, Ridgetown, and Ponsonby sites to develop projects to advance sheep production. We have invested in revitalizing our website and adding significant go-to content for all levels of producer experience. And lastly, under the operations pillar, it's building our organization effectively to support Ontario farmers. We'll continue with our annual review of our strategic plan. We'll constantly look for member input to effectively grow our operation.
Yeah, amazing. So as we end the year, what message would you like to share with our Ontario sheep producers as we move into 2025?
Yes, Aaron, and thank you. Earlier in our conversation today, I mentioned the OSF business theme is unlocking profit potential. And our producer organization has been diligently working on pulling the resources together to help all our members reach their potential, with more to come. The OSF board sees the opportunity and are willing to help build a sheep industry in Canada that someday will meet our domestic demand for lamb. We have producers and industry partners willing to invest and grow to unlock our potential in the sheep segment. Since being elected on the OSF board, I've advocated that we are stronger and better together. Our OSF board is young, engaged, innovative, with skin in the game, and looking ahead for many years of profitable sheep farming for their families. They are looking at new and innovative sheep production and marketing ideas. We have the tools. We have the enviable market position over many commodity groups. That is, demand for lamb is growing every day. We need each other across all provinces to provide lamb that is born, raised, processed, packaged, and marketed to all Canadians that have a palate for lamb, some on a daily, some on a weekly, or on a monthly basis. Let's all rally together to build towards a strong, sustainable plan and unlock a profitable future for sheep. On behalf of the Ontario Sheep Board of Directors and staff, I wish you the very best and profitable 2025.
Amazing. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Art, for being here with us today, for your transparency and all of the insights. We have a lot of really exciting things to look forward to. Before we wrap up this episode of Flock Talk, I would like to send a huge thank you to all of our incredible sponsors of Ontario Sheep Farmers. Their generous support plays a vital role in advancing the success and sustainability of Ontario's sheep farming industry. By investing in innovation, education, and community, they help foster growth and excellence among our producers. To Gallagher Animal Management, J-Lore, Grober Nutrition, Egg Sites, PMT Inc., Liquid Feeds Inc., and Wallenstein Feed and Supply Limited, we deeply appreciate your support and commitment to our mission.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Have a safe and happy holiday, and we'll see you in 2025.
Hi, Aaron. What's new at Ontario Sheep Farmers?
Well, we had a Christmas gift that we actually developed for everybody, and due to the postage strike, it's not going to get out to everybody in time. But we have modified the journal so that you guys can start recording your journal entries at any time. But we're sending everybody a wellness journal. This is going to be a weekly calendar with lots of valuable resources throughout to support your mental health, but also your sheep farm. And it's going to be a book that's going to be delivered early in the new year. So we look forward to getting that out to everybody, and we're sorry it's late for Christmas.
If you enjoyed this episode of Flock Talk, please subscribe through your podcast app to receive alerts for our future episodes and share our podcast with your friends.
For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook, at Ontario Sheep on X, and visit our website, our new exciting website at ontariosheep.org.